In addition to momentum, there's a second pillar of my trading activities, and that is market structure. What is it and why is it so important? That's what I'm going to talk about in this podcast episode. Welcome to Learn How to Trade Stocks, a podcast by Money Masters. With me, your host Robert, he will learn how to trade stocks like a money ninja. Let's get started. All right, so what is market structure? The term market structure refers to the inherent characteristics of the stock market. That is, qualities that existed 100 years ago, that exist today, and that will also exist in 100 years from now. The stock market is constantly changing at the micro level. There are always other stocks in fashion, and so with this fluctuation, it seems difficult at first to predict which stocks will perform well in the future. And that's not entirely wrong, which is why I don't hold individual stocks for the long term. But at the macro level, there are certain characteristics of the market, certain patterns that always remain the same. You could say that the game is always the same and only the players are changing. In other words, other stocks used to be top performers than they are today, but the fact that there are strong price movements was true back then, is true today, and will continue to be so in the future as well. For the most part, the way stocks have behaved has remained the same. So if you don't care which companies are behind the names that you're trading, then you can actually always do the same thing and trade profitably with a handful of rules. So why is market structure so important? Only if a strategy is based on market structure, it can be assumed that it will continue to function consistently in the future as well. Because only if it is based on these fundamental, eternal characteristics of the market, the assumption that the strategy will continue to work is justified. Don't fall in love with individual stocks. Focus on setups and recurring patterns. So let me give you some examples of market structure and how you can benefit from them. The first example is in the long term, in the long run, the market is trending upwards. So if you take an index like, let's say, the Dow Jones, and you zoom out and you look at the big picture, you will realize that in the long run, the stock market is trending upwards. Of course, there are always some drawdowns, some pullbacks, some volatility. But again, the big picture, the long-term trend is upwards. So how could you benefit from that? You could, for example, apply a buy-the-dip strategy, wait for extreme points of weakness, then aggressively buy stocks and wait for the stock market as a whole to return to its mean. So this is basically called mean reversion strategy or buy-the-dip strategy. You could do that with an ETF, yeah? So without even having to pick individual stocks, because individual stocks could always go down to zero, but the stock market as a whole will not. Second example of market structure is the fact that there's contraction and expansion. What do I mean by that? If you look at the price movement of a stock, you will see that it doesn't move up in a straight line. There's some kind of sudden range expansion. Then there's some kind of momentum pause where it's going sideways and then it's going up again. So it's kind of moving in some stair pattern, yeah? Taking a step up, going sideways, taking the next step up. So how could you benefit from that? You could look for stocks that are currently in a contraction phase, basically consolidating, moving sideways, then wait for the next step up to start. Yeah, basically, this is called a breakout. And then at the exact point in time where it's starting the next move up, you could buy, put a very tight stop underneath, and then ride the trend from there. Third example is something called post-earnings announcement drift. There's a term from academia. Basically, what it means that stocks that have a surprisingly strong earnings release, yeah, earnings and sales numbers are growing very strongly, stronger than the market expected, then the stock price will gap up suddenly in the morning with strong volume, and it can be assumed that the stock will continue to move in the same direction for a certain amount of time. Again, this is called post-earnings announcement drift, and you can develop a strategy around this, look for these stocks that are gapping up on strong volume, and then enter that exact time and ride the trend from there. There are many other examples, and many other types of market structure, many inherent characteristics of the market. These were just three examples, but I highly recommend to get familiar with the topic of market structure as a whole. Actually, I've written an ebook called Natural Laws of the Stock Market. And that ebook, I introduced to you 18 of those inherent characteristics of the stock market. You can download the ebook completely for free on the following website, www.money-masters.com/ebook. I will also put the link in the description. May the momentum be with you. See you next time. Bye-bye.